Blog Talk Radio.
Me say summer we blessed till we fool. Me a funny girl say blessings are running down. Me a dead, me a drink out of half a glass of copper and over. What does it mean?
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican pan food in a Dutch pot. I'm from the north, and it never can touch that. Just see Satan to get back.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. And I'm so glad that you have tuned in tonight. We have been studying Your Life Has Purpose. Your Life Has Purpose. And tonight we're going to be talking about living in the crunch. In other words, living in this world, but understanding that God still has your life under control. And that you must learn how to put your trust in God. So many times we put our trust in other things, but God wants us to put our trust in Him. Bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, I give you praise, glory, and honor. I magnify your holy name, O God. I thank you for all those that study the Word of God with us each evening. Lord, those who listen to me once a week or twice a week, Lord, I pray that you would bless them right now. I pray that you would open up our understanding, Lord. Help us to uplift your name. Help us to praise you. Help us to honor you. Lord Jesus, you love us so much, and you really care about us. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would truly touch our hearts. Help us, Lord, to continue magnifying your name, to continue blessing you. Father, I cannot do anything without you. And I know that those who listen to this broadcast are in the same situation. They recognize that they cannot live without you. Dear Lord, I pray that you would anoint us again. I pray that you would speak to our hearts again. I pray that you would truly just strengthen us again. Lord, we thank you because every breath that we take, we know that it is a privilege for us to be still in the land of the living. Lord, we bless you right now. We honor you. Lord, I pray for those that are seeking your face all over the world. We pray that you would bless them in the African nations. Lord, bless them in the Caribbean, Central America, all over Europe, oh God. Lord, in Asia, whether it be in Japan or China, oh God, or over in some of the other smaller regions, oh God, over in India, Australia, oh God, Yugoslavia. Father, there's so many places, oh God. We pray that your spirit, oh God, would just touch the hearts and minds of men and women and children. We bless you right now, Lord. We thank you for your healing touch, Lord, and I just give you praise, glory, and honor, and I thank you for speaking to your people right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, we have been studying Your Life Has Purpose. Your Life Has Purpose. And I want you to know that when you understand that your life has purpose, then you will not seek to go in the wrong direction, but you will seek to allow God to lead you and direct you. And even when you find yourself in, you know, what I call the crunch, and what I call the crunch is a situation that is seemingly impossible, meaning that it does not matter which way you turn, it just seems like you have gotten a bad rap all around. It just seems as if things are just not working out the way that you want them to. Living in the crunch means understanding that though you might be under pressure, that God will always make a way for you, that God will always bless you, and he will always help you in every difficult situation that you face. And so I don't know what you have been facing. Even though the year just began, so many are having difficulties even at the top of the year. You know, it is only February, and so many are already having difficulties. So I don't know whether this year began good for you or whether it began a little shaky for you, but I want you to know that even in the midst of everything, you can still put your trust in God. You can still hold on to that faith in God, understanding that God has everything under control. Let us look at Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Now, dear friend, when we were without Christ, meaning that we were living the way that we wanted to live, it was outside of Christ, because we had not accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and so it was outside of Christ. When we were living that way, we were actually on our way to a place called hell that was prepared for Satan and his angels. And so at some point in time, we heard the gospel of Jesus Christ preached, and we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And when we did that, the Bible says that we were justified, meaning that God put us in right standing with him. And it says, when we became justified by faith, that we have peace with God. So, when you have peace with God, what it means is that you have a certain comfort in your heart. Your heart is settled. Your heart is not restless. You are not going, you know, back and forth, not being able to sleep, not being able to rest at night. But when you have peace with God, it means that you are in a state of mind that is stable. Your heart is stable. Your emotions are stable. Why? Because when God gives you peace, he brings calm with the peace. You cannot have peace and not have calm, because if you have peace and you're not calm, then it means that you don't really have true peace. When you have true peace, you are a calm, cool, and collective person. The Bible says in verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace. I can't tell you how many times over and over I can talk to you about access. I can just go on and on about access, because it's an interesting thing when someone gives you access to something. What it means is that everything that your God has, he has given you access to. He has given you access to authority over demonic spirits. He has given you access to authority to heal the sick. He has given you access to authority to pray for those that need saving and to have them repent and come to Jesus. When you have been given access to something, that is a great privilege. If you worked in a high security building and only a handful of people worked in that building, if you were one of the privileged building with some kind of key to get into that building, you know, you should feel honored to know that you are just part of an elite group that is able to have access to that particular building. Well, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He gave you access to only what those who are among the elite have access to. Everyone does not have access to the throne of God. What do I mean by that? I mean that when sinners pray, if they are not saying, God, forgive me, or God, I repent, to please have mercy on me, He is ignoring those prayers. Why? Because He hears the prayers of those who are repentant. If a person has no consideration about serving God, they have no intention of serving God, and they're constantly sinning and doing the wrong thing, and they're saying, God, you know, please do this for me or do that for me, God does not have to do it, because those people don't have access. They have not given their hearts to Jesus Christ. When you give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ, He gives you access. Amen. You know, when someone says to you, access granted, what it's saying to you is that now I know without a doubt that God has opened up a way in front of me. God has opened up a door in front of me. And I know without a doubt that what I need in my life, that God is and has already provided it. When God gives me access to His peace, I know that I have restful sleep. I know that I have calm days. I know that I have calm night. In other words, I understand that day in and day out, I will not have to worry because God has given me peace. You know, if we say that God has given us joy, we know that day in and day out, we can smile and we can trust God because we know that He is stirring up something deep in our spirit, something that He's stirring up that we cannot begin to explain, we cannot begin to even, you know, contemplate why, because that joy that He's giving us, we cannot explain it to anyone. All we can say is taste it for yourself. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. When you taste for yourself, you will understand that God gives great joy. And when He gives you joy, you can feel it bubbling up in your spirit. You can feel it bubbling up in your heart. You can feel it bubbling up in your soul. Because without a doubt, you can feel the presence of God all over you. The moment that you say Jesus, you can feel just a tingling all over your body because you know that the presence of God is with you. I wish you would just take a moment and just begin to bless Jesus. Take a moment and just thank Him. Take a moment and just rejoice in the fact that He has justified you by faith, that He has put you in a position where you have access to everything that belongs to God, where He has put you in a position to have access, amen, access to houses and land and everything that belongs to God belongs to you. I want you to know that your daddy is rich. He is wealthy. Everything that he has belongs to you. When you're living in the crunch, when you're living in a tight spot, when you're living in a rough situation, you've got to understand that when you put your faith in God, that God is going to work it out for you to get out of that tough situation. He is going to work it out for you to get out of that crunch. That crunch is that hard situation that you find yourself in, that hard situation that you find yourself in, such a mess, such an uncomfortable situation. When you find yourself in an uncomfortable situation, what you've got to do is just begin to bless God, begin to praise Him, begin to thank Him, and know already that He is working that situation out for your good. Amen and amen. Look at verse 3. The Bible says, Well, if you look at the end of verse 2, it says, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace. Into his grace. What is grace? God's unmerited favor. And so when we have access into his grace, it means that we have God's favor. Favor means that he's going to help us even when we don't deserve it. Favor means that he's going to bless us even when sometimes we don't even have time to praise him. Favor means that he's going to open doors that others have closed. Favor means that God is going to help you right now, immediately. He is going to help you because he's an untimed God. Faith, grace means that God is listening to your every prayer. And even when your prayers don't deserve to be answered because you have not set everything in order the way that you should in your personal life, grace said that God is going to have mercy on you and that he's going to show favor on you anyhow just because. Why do I say just because? Just because he can. Just because he will. Just because he's able to. I want you to know that God is able to do all things but fail. Look at verse 3, and it says, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Dear friend, do you have any trials? Do you have any tribulations? I want you to know that you should glory. Hallelujah. You should glory in the fact that even though there's some difficult days that you have gone through, some difficult days that you might be going through right now, that you should just be thankful that God is allowing you to go through that situation because we know that you're coming out victorious. Victorious. I want you to know that victory is yours. Victory is yours. The songwriter said, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, victory, victory shall be mine. Look at verse 3. It says, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Tribulation worketh patience. I can't tell you how many times I've read this scripture or preached this scripture. Who knows? I might have already preached it since we started this broadcast back in September. But I like this scripture because the Bible tells us that as we go through, we know that God can and he will make a way for us. Dear friend, I'm going to be signing off a little bit early tonight, but I want you to know that there is nothing too hard for God to do in your life. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And your closing thoughts or persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There is no such thing as can't. And what you believe, you can achieve. God bless you, dear friend, as we close for tonight.
Ah! Mr. Summer, we're blessed still with food. Me and Randy Gunn's blessings are running back. Me and David's dead. Imagine cause I'm not a classic of our own. I'm too blessed to be
stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be
stressed. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise, O God. I pray for all those that have been to this broadcast. Bless them, I pray. Bless their families. And Father, we thank you for them studying with me for this brief moment tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, dear friend. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. Study with me on Thursday evening.
Ah!
Me say some of we blessed till we fool. Me a running all the blessings are running down. Me a dead, 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 dead. Imagine cause I'm tossing a cover and over. What's it to be?
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
I'm